Welcome to Inside Golf with New York Times bestselling author Matt Adams.
Yeah, when it was all said and done, it was a dominating performance by Webb Simpson at the Players' Championship. He opened with a 66, roared into round two, and threw it with a 63. 68 on Saturday, finished with a 73 on Sunday. Don't look at it as a mark of not holding on, because he did. He still won by four shots, all said and done. Webb Simpson on 18 under.
It was difficult. It was harder than I thought. I would have loved to have gotten off to a little better start. You know, I was one under through seven, feeling pretty good with nine coming up and 11, but dropped a shot at eight. There's so much noise in front of us with Tiger, and you wonder what everybody's doing. And I felt like that middle part of the round was big. You know, after I bogeyed 10, we had a little weight on 11. And making a birdie on 11, I think, was probably the biggest hole for me of the day. Got me back to even par for the day, and I felt really good about our plan on 12, 13, 14. And I just kind of managed in that middle part of the round, you know, in a way that I was just playing smart. I was sitting it a little bit further away from pins than I normally would. And then to birdie 16 was great, but you don't feel relaxed until that ball finds land on 17. So once that happened, I felt pretty good about it.
Webb Simpson finishing on 18 under par at the Players' Championship. Good for a short four-shot victory over Charles Schwartzel, Jimmy Walker, and Xander Schauffele, all sharing second place on 14 under par. Tied for fifth, Jason Day finished at 13 under par. Jason Duffner also on the same mark, 13 under par in a tie for fifth. Tied for seventh, Keegan Bradley, Harold Varner III, and Tommy Fleetwood joined Danny Lee on the mark of 12 under par. Then a tie for 11th that included the likes of the defending U.S. Open champion Brooks Koepka, 11 under par. The new world number one by virtue of his efforts, Justin Thomas at 11 under par. Chesson Hadley at 11 under. So too Adam Scott, Ian Poulter, and this man tied for 11th at 11 under par. Tiger Woods went 72, 71, 65 in round three and finished with a 69 on Sunday. He spoke to the tournament and the round that was.
I played so well this weekend. Unfortunately, just didn't cash it in. You know, it was really special, especially today. God, I hit the ball good. I didn't really miss a shot and only ended up with 69. I was pretty far back, you know, trying to somehow get myself a chance with, you know, maybe four or five holes to go. And I think I got it down to four at one point and felt like I needed probably about four or five more coming in to maybe have a chance. And it just didn't happen.
Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll see you again.